Order. Welcome to the new world. This is your host, Tom Edison. This is Connect the Dots radio show on the BBS Internet Radio Network. I call it Radio Free America. The name of the show is Connect the Dots. And I have the prerogative to talk about anything I want to. And the censors cannot stop me, nor can anyone else on planet Earth. But let's get down to the reality. So many things are happening. We are getting closer and closer to the event that surge of energy. If you don't know about the event, you need to find out. If this is your first time listening to my show, well, know that I've talked about this for the last couple of years, but we're getting closer to the moment of truth. Nobody knows the exact day, but I can tell you this from my investigation, it's got to happen before July 9th. Rather said it. So, but you can go do your own investigation. The best place to start is at the portal. And, hey, this is a call-in radio show. If you have a phone and something important to say, call in by all means, you know? Many of you out there have important information, but you might be a little shy about calling in, but at least you can get through on my show. The number is 888-627-6008. And if you're listening through your computer screen, of course, all the info's up there. You can call by the toll-free number, you can call by the live number. Your prerogative. It still connects you the same way. If you're in another country, well, you have to use the other number, the non-toll-free number, plus the international digits. And you can find that out yourself. I can't speak for the country, but in America, hey, just call the toll-free number, 888-627-6008. Listen, it's just a little after 9 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time. I wonder how many people participated in global meditation regarding that thing going on in Tibet where ascended masters were assembled in the Himalayas. They were, I guess, uncovering the gold, no, the chalice. Yeah, the famous one we've heard about all our lives. It's been hidden out in the Himalayas and was supposed to be used in a ceremony back on the 12th. I just wonder how many people participated in that, tried to telepathically connect with the ascended beings there. And as to what went down exactly, that probably won't be available until next week when it comes it gets talked about on the portal. Anyhow, the full moon is gone, and it's waning now, which means it's getting visually smaller. And there's always something to look forward to. You know, at the time of the new moon, it's the time to set a new program in action, and then it gains energy from the moon as the moon starts waxing up until the point of the full moon. Well, that's just some basic knowledge about the moon. Anyhow, the thing is we should be focusing on as regular people is about the new reintroducing of frequency healing. There's actually people out there now that are selling kits to frequency tuning devices. There's a free one, I think, on the internet. I tried it. Okay. But real healing requires frequency, requires more than just listening to the tone. It has to do with identifying what tones you need in relation to what your problems are. And then you have to have the device that, I guess, pulses, electromagnetically pulses out the vibration. And we're talking about machines that can pulse out maybe 16 million hertz to 40 million hertz. Machines like that, I don't know if there is even anyone around, but I tell you, for those who are interested, there's, if you're on Twitter, and you should be, because there's a lot of things being revealed there all the time, there's something called at Right Technology, and you can get a good introduction to there. There's a video that's about 55, 56 minutes long. That will give you a lot of information about Right Technology, how that genius of a scientist 100 years ago was creating groundbreaking procedures for using vibrations to X out cancer and other viruses. According to today, forget about the classic doctors, the allopathic medicine doctors that went to the med schools and all that. They're still not even talking about it, but the cut of the age doctors working on cures for cancer have pretty much concluded that all cancers are viruses or pathogens or parasites. And so that's a very important point in identifying. So if you're going to the hospital for some cancer treatment, you start asking your doctors what they know about pathogens, you know, parasites causing cancerous growth. They don't know anything. If I'm someone new, I'll tell you that. And so start educating yourself, because don't expect most of these doctors that you find in hospitals and stuff, they're just not aware about that, because they were purposely not told about things like that, because pharmaceutical crap industry cannot make money off those kind of real cures. And it's a shame, but that's what we've been subjected to for the last 900 years. But some interesting points, you know, to understand that in regard to the real conspiracy was back in the 1920s, the Rockefeller and his institution started promoting changing the tuning of an A note to 440 hertz so it wouldn't be in sync with the universe or the human body. 432 hertz, I keep telling people, if your guitarist juniors A string to 432, and then the other strings respectively, and your music will sound better. Are any of the big stars doing that? I don't think so, but they should be, because then music will be more of a healing thing and beneficial to humanity than sticking with the 440. And the homogenization of music, but it's out of key. But still, people have managed, we are an ingenious species, humans. We've managed to create some magic even with the 440 frequency. I mean, perfect example is the Beatles. You know, they were tuning their guitars 440 just like everybody else. And what can I say? They created magic like no other group on the face of the earth. They woke up the hearts of millions and millions. They won everybody over except the nasty, evil people. And it was like the fulfillment of prophecy. You know, if you're familiar with the teachings of Jesus, and in order to do that, you probably have to read a few books. You know, you got the four Gospels and the Bible, and then there's the fifth apocryphal Revelation, which you're going to tell you more about Jesus and his teachings. Well, one of his teachings was, he said that others will come to do things even greater than he did. And although his message was given to him by the real God, and he didn't give up the only personal messages, he was just relaying what the real Heavenly Father had told him. And Beatles came out, and, you know, Jesus wasn't that popular. I mean, he was popular, but not as popular as the Beatles, and they surpassed him in popularity. So when John Lennon says we're more popular than Jesus, it was a true fact, and people were annoyed that he was verifying the prophecy that Jesus had said, others will come and do more than I've done. And they came out there and they did it without even trying. They were just honest, wanted to project and connect, and they changed the world with their music. That's a fact. And nobody has ever come that close to accomplishing what they did, including your popes and your Indian religious leaders and all that. Beatles suppressed everyone. And that's an important point to remember. And not to take anything away from Jesus, but it's just a matter of fact. Because there was more people that got exposed to them than they had. The message was, you know, love, joy, happiness, having a good time. Everybody responded to that. That wasn't brainwashed to death already. And that's been said, that the Beatles changed America so much there should be statues of them all around America. You know? Instead of just these military people, we need statues of good people that woke up the loving frequencies in human beings. And they did that with 442. But it would have been even better if they had tuned 432, but they were had such personas and were able to connect with the people, even with that frequency. They overrode the negativity of the frequency. Perhaps it was in their voices. And certainly their songwriting, but I just had to give a plug to the Beatles there. You know, and there's on YouTube, you want to find out some details about the Beatles, Beatlemania in America 2 on YouTube. And you'll see that a photograph was taken at a particular concert. It was a charity concert in 1964. In an old movie theater in New York City, and the photograph captures hundreds of orbs floating about in the sky and other beings that leave light trails and they whisk around in the air. So not only did the human audience there, they had an audience of celestial beings, and the photograph captures these celestial beings. And that theater that day in 1964. And you can see for yourself, it's only a 3.5 minute video, basically. And you'll see plenty of blow ups on the crowd and all these orbs and beams that leave light trails flying through the air at that Beatles concert. So check it out. Beatlemania in America, too. And that's it, you know. The number two, you know. There's actually three Beatlemania in America out there. The original one, that is Beatlemania in America 2 and Beatlemania in America 3, which chronicles what it is like today at the celebration of John Lennon's birthday in Central Park, which is done every year. That's how famous he is. Still, his birthday is celebrated. 45 years after he was assassinated. Unbelievable. So anyhow, back to where I started here. The frequencies are so important in healing. And this is what, when the benevolent ETs land, they have these things called the med beds. I hear people are trying to bring them out, but there's only a few on our planet now, and they're being used for rehabilitating the kidnapped children that have been found at underground bases, which makes sense. They should get priority, but when the benevolent ETs land, and it's only months away, it has to happen this year, definitely. And they're going to, before that event has to happen, then they'll land. They're going to give us the opportunity, all of us, to be healed by these med beds and their frequency things. But in the meantime, don't be sitting around waiting for it to happen. I'm giving you some important information tonight, you know? Go on Twitter at Right Technology, and you'll begin to get an education of what this is all about. And you'll learn about the guy, Mr. Royal Wright, who invented all these great things and then was blackballed by the Rockefeller criminals to set up their allopathic fake medicine. And no doubt he was probably influenced by negative ETs in doing that, because, you know, negative ETs, they don't like humanity. They don't like us, period. And they've been messing with us for hundreds of thousands of years. They're the ones who disconnected our DNA. Instead of having 12 active DNA strands, we only have two, basically. But that's changing slowly. Some people are being worked on at night. Raise your hand if you want to be worked on at night. You need to make telepathic contact with the Pleiadians. They're the ones who do that. You must have heard of the Pleiadians. Well, you should have anyhow. They're the ones to contact, and they, you know, ask and you will receive. They do these things while you're sleeping. And as soon as the, I guess at the event, I guess all our DNA will automatically be reactivated, all 12 strands. You know, that's why what they call them, the fallen angels, the dark creatures, the rebels who broke away from the eternal source of all there is, wanted to play God themselves. They lost their connection to have 12 active DNA strings. That's why they like to come here and take over people's bodies, because humans, we have the potential, it will be reactivated again. It's just a matter of time. If you don't understand what I'm talking about, well, you need to get an education. Find out what DNA helix is all about. Find out that it's like, find out that you can actually talk to your DNA. Crazy as it sounds, what do you got to lose? Try it. But you need to find out what DNA helix is really are and how they're tied to your chakras and everything else. So, of course, everything is connected one way or another. But you need to begin to educate yourself. This is an educational show, and I do my best to transfer bits of information to the listeners so you can get on your own investigative trail and begin working on healing yourself and healing others, maybe, if you're taking care of yourself or not. In order to heal others, you really have to heal yourself first. You know, that's true to a great percentage, not 100% true. Hey, I'm the guy who wrote the book, Connected Dots Theory. That's where I got the name of the show. You can make yourself a more highly educated person by just, you know, downloading a copy of it. Yeah, it's easy to find. Back here, you get to read the 43 first pages for free. Google and see what happens. Connected Dots Theory by Tom Anderson. And in one night, you'll become a smarter person. In fact, there's so much important information in this book. I guarantee many of these highly advanced ETs in our solar system now, they could learn a thing or two from it. Because I never hear them talking about when they're, you know, they make statements and they're interviewed and channeled. They never talk about the things I'm talking about in my book, things I've seen, things I know to be true. So that says they don't know about it. And it's another thing. You know, we have to thank these gratitude is an important feature of money. It's good to give gratitude for the gifts that they've given us. And without the help of these benevolent ETs, we wouldn't be progressing up to this planetary ascension like we finally are. And they only had to convince a small portion of our population to get enough to make it happen. Because you don't need everybody on board to make something phenomenal happen. You know, it's you need a certain percentage, though, in order to create a kind of wave effect that'll go beyond the group that's producing the wave to affect everyone else around the whole planet. And I participated in that event. It only required 144,000. There's that magic number again. I don't know. That's about a year and a half ago in December. And that was the final clinch that put the ball in motion to go. You know, this is like we're in the last play of the game here. And we got to make the touchdown. That's it. There's no stopping and kicking your field goal here, if you know anything about football, American football. That's it. We're in the last play of the game, and we got to go the whole distance of the field. And there's still quite a bit to go, but we're closer than we ever were. And we're going to give the ball to Al Bundy, and he'll score the TD for us. That's a joke if you know anything about the series, but I'll just move on beyond that. And here's some other information about the, I still want to stay on the right microscope, you know, world right, and you need to all find out. After the show, go search this out at Rife Technology on Twitter. And there's something called rifetruth.com. You find information out. And the best thing is to watch that 55-minute video that explains how this guy was a genius. He invented a better microscope than anyone ever had. Used within the microscope, he passed, you know, common light, like he calls it monochromic, through a prism, which would separate into the rainbow colors, and then other power sources to it, so that you could extend this down into the slide you're looking at of microscopic bacteria, as far as you enlarge it as far as you wanted to without any diffraction of the light or blurring. And in the bacteria he was looking at, viruses, were placed on a quartz slide. You know, we take pictures of the scientists, they put the item on a slide and look at it with their electronic microscope. Well, the microscope he devised was way better than an electronic microscope. And it was important how he did it. He found out that the light he was using, because he had to send a pulse through, once he found the frequency, when he found every pathogen has its own frequency. And by passing different colors of light over the bacteria or viruses or parasites on the slide, they would reflect the light that was in tune with their frequency, and that's how he would determine what frequency these pathogens were. And then, kind of like on the principle of using like two tuning forks and radiating them and put the item you need to be cleansed of cancerous growth in between, you're broadcasting the same frequency that was reflected in a color scheme by passing white light through a prism. Whatever color reflected off the item, that was the frequency of the pathogen. And then he had a device that would pulsate, I think putting out 500 watts or something like that, powerful thing that would project the frequency of that color light over the area that need to be shattered, basically, like the 9% of shatters of glass, the pathogens, viruses, would begin to vibrate so much, caught in that field of vibration that was the same as theirs, that they would increasing their vibration until they basically exploded. And then the body's normal waste removal systems would remove the dead product that was causing the problem. It's not that hard to understand, really, but it's interesting to find out that he used, for his slides that he was doing his research on, he used quartz. Slides made out of quartz, you know, crystal quartz. And if you know anything about that, it's an amazing substance. That's a whole another investigation. Hey, you've got a lot of stuff to teach yourself to understand why quartz would be better than plain glass. So all these magical things where he had a way to project the frequency of light that would shatter, we could call them the cancer cells. They're cancerous because they keep splitting and growing, but as I said earlier in the show, those advanced scientists of today realize that all cancers are basically caused by parasites. Of course, not all. There's some that can be caused by just severe radiation contamination. But the majority of the cancers people have, the cancer is being caused by parasites. And there are natural remedies for getting rid of parasites. More investigation you, the concerned person, has to do. Yeah, there's a lot of good holistic natural cures for parasites out there. If you're not aware of that, well, maybe you should get aware. And it'll be beneficial to you. So the frequencies, I started coming across all this. Again, Twitter is a good place to find important information. I started coming across all this detailed stuff about rice technology by a single post up there about regrowing the teeth and about 10 frequencies that work good with growing teeth. You know, yeah, you can regrow your teeth. Isn't that amazing? Why wouldn't a dentist tell us that? Well, dentists didn't know. Dentists went to dentistry schools, all part of the Rockefeller propaganda to, you know, screw people over. Whether it wasn't intention or not, it was sure his intention to make money out of it. And a never-ending game of give you one thing with more side effects that causes give you another fake product that causes more side effects, and then they can give you another fake product to take care of the other fake product drawbacks. And this is an ongoing thing. The another thing that you might be interested in looking into is a spectrum analyzer, you know, down the same line. And this all started, so I saw this thing about regrowing teeth, and, you know, this is how Twitter can be used good. I asked a question to some famous person, Barbara O'Neill. She posted this thing about the right frequencies, and about 10 known frequencies that are related to regrowing teeth. Yes, you can regrow your teeth. Of course, you know, Big Pharma doesn't want to tell you that. The dentists don't want to tell you that. They'll tell you it can't be done and all that crap. So this person, Barbara O'Neill, who has a lot of videos out there, she's like a naturalist when it comes to talking about real health care. She has a lot of good things out there. So I have to follow her on Twitter, and one of her posts was about that, all these frequency remedies relating to regrowing your teeth. So I just made a simple reply to her, and can you recommend any people that make these type of machines that would be able to do this, to identify the frequencies and protect them? And that led me to I got dozens and dozens of responses to that. Other people were interested too, you know? And a couple people volunteered their information regarding to where these machines can be posted. So this is one situation where Twitter was being used in a good way, where we were helping each other out, connect with different bits of information, you know, relating to what the question was. You know, I just simply have to get machines like that. And I'm telling you a lot about genetics, you know. So let's not wait around for the ETs. It's only a couple months away to give us the med beds. That's eventually coming this year sometime. But let's start doing our own investigations. Let's start experimenting with this equipment. There's a place called Spooky 2 makes a lot of machines. Yeah, Spooky 2, like the number 2. Spooky 2 machines, and they have a lot of machines, not the exact duplicate of the Reich machines, but similar machines that we all can do some experimentation on ourselves with. And they're not, you know, out of this world expensive. I mean, you have the small, inexpensive ones, and that's the good place to start as any. And so, if you're interested, you know, if you're a listener, you should follow me on Twitter, you know, because I repost all those great things that other people put out there. And, you know, my hashtag, Tom Edison Press, P-O-M-E-D-I-S-O-N-P-R-E-Z. And every day I'm on there and I'll repost maybe 10 or more things that I find are valuable to those who are seeking the truth, you know, and want to do things for themselves. And it's important to do things for yourself. There's that old saying, and let's not take it religiously, but let's just take it in a common sense way. God helps those who help themselves. And of course, if you don't understand, you know, don't listen to these atheists, ignorant. Every human being, of course, we know the straight humans around, you know, negative ETs that have learned how to make themselves look like humans. But if you're a real human being, your soul was given to you by God, and God resonates in your heart. That's why all the people are saying you want to see God look within. God, you know, is in touch with your heart, your frequency. And, of course, being the creator of all that it is, we serve the right to advise you when he feels it's important. He'll send you a telepathic message. And there's others that can do that, too. When you gain a real understanding of the universe, you'll find out there's other creatures that can send telepathic messages to you, not just God alone, you know. God has has created an infinite amount of creatures. Many of them never downtrend into the physical world. They're up there in the higher dimensions and densities, yet they can get a larger view of anyone in the lower realm, and fittingly give us a little helpful telepathic communication when it's needed. Of course, then there's your higher self up on the 12th dimension, or your higher self even on the 9th dimension that can interject and help you out with telepathic suggestions. But anybody can help anybody, you know? That's what I attempt to do with this radio show, is to wake people up that we've all been duped, to share some of the knowledge about what's out there and what's coming. And anybody can there's plenty of people out there with plenty of knowledge, and it's important to participate and get out there and share what your gems of information are. And the opportunity is on this show. It's a call-in radio show. The number here is 888-627-6008. And just to shift gears here, and remind people about how we, in relation to how we've been deceived, you know, for years, it was 1963, let me see, 37, 62 years ago, President Kennedy was assassinated. And from the very beginning, they kept the truth from us. Had a fall guy blamed for doing it, had him killed. So, anyhow, but several people were involved in the assassination of Kennedy. And finally, I think it was back in 1994. There was a prison interview with this man called James Ellis, who convincingly provided the details of how he was one of the people hired to finally give Kennedy a headshot if it hadn't happened by the time it came, the car came by to where he was stationed up above the grassy knoll on the other side of the fence. And I listened to, but you might go listen to the interview yourself from Joliet State Penitentiary, 1994 interview with James E. Files. And you might be convinced too. And that's a bit of history that should be investigated. Listen to that testimony, and if you believe it's true, pass the word along. And there's so many other things that have been we've been deceived by. You know, people out there have uncovered certain things, like apparently everyone was born after 1933. Your mother signed, if you were in a hospital, your mother signed your, life away. And immediately the paperwork was set up to put $1 million trust fund on you. And then that was sold to people who play in the stock market. And consequently, all of us are probably worth a lot more money than they realized, but we've been neglected to be informed how we could lay claim to our trust fund that was set up illegally by bankers and government people. And that's another great conspiracy. You know, supposedly the benevolent entities say they're going to give us back the trust money that's in our names once they finally land and take full control of the banks to remove all the stolen money, all the legally earned money that the banks have accumulated, and redistributed it to the people of Earth so that everybody has a good amount of money to work with, which will make life easier for everyone. And we'll be all elevated into a semi-wealthy state, something to look forward to, not to mention the free energy machines that are going to be distributed. You know, anytime people in the last 100 years or so, maybe 150 years, were inventing, or 200 years, who knows, were inventing free energy sources, eventually the world controllers, the businessmen, either bought out their inventions and lock them away in a closet, or kill the people because they wanted to bring the free energy out. And those in the fossil fuel industry couldn't handle being put out of business. So in the and I've said this before, but one of the most famous instances said this back in 1953. Aliens, ETs, famous one called Diane Thor, met with General Eisenhower, who was President Eisenhower at the time, and said that his group of ETs were willing to come to Earth here and show us all about free energy. And of course, when the word got out with the conglomerates, the big corporations that were already hell-bent on destroying, stupidly destroying humanity and making us strive for everything we can under the influence of the negative energies, told us no, told the president, no, you can't do that. You know, too many people will be put out of work. We'll all lose our money, our fortunes. And he got bullied into, okay, rejecting that great offer. We could have free energy from that point on. In fact, free energy was invented before that, and every time it was invented, it was stifled out by the people that wanted to charge us for energy, people that wanted to scam us, and many of these people were mind-controlled by negative ET rays that have been there for tens of thousands of years, some of them for hundreds of thousands of years. And that's what why we became a prison planet. Negative ETs from other worlds. So, you know, if you listen to what's his name down in Texas there, I don't want to mention any names, but he's always talking about the prison planet, but I don't think anybody knows how much of a prison planet this is. He keeps the conversation that just never mentioning ETs or anything like that. He's just, you know, pointing out the negative players that we see. But they're all being controlled from behind the scenes by negative forces from other worlds. And if you had been following what's been happening on that place I told you about, the portal, they've been removing all these bad things that we never even would imagine had been placed upon us to keep us locked into this planet where we could not have communication with the other races from other planets. Of course, the communication with God could never be stopped, and the communication with other celestial beings of higher order could never be stopped. But they did an unbelievable job of stifling us, keeping us secluded, and keeping us in their prison. They turned our planet into a prison where humans were here for one purpose, to slave for the elites. Sad but true. And here's something that, like I said, this is an educational show. Do you know that in America here, there's a business that sells hemp building blocks. That's it, hemp building blocks. They have all these good attributes. And I think they're up in North Dakota. You can look that up. And there's another place out in the Midwest somewhere where they kind of made these for self-assembling the house, giant Lego blocks. They clip in just like Legos, except they're lightweight and they're big, and you can make full-scale house walls with them. And that's another thing to look up. You know, you want to build your own house, you might find that these blocks are suitable for what you want to do. And certainly the hemp ones are. And there is a whole lot to learn about these new type of building blocks that are available now in the United States. Once you start investigating this stuff, you'll see that you don't have any time during the day to do anything else, because there's so much knowledge out there. It's unbelievable. Tremendous amount of knowledge. And what else? Here's a bit of information that some of you would definitely be interested in. You know, conspiracies, new conspiracies are being uncovered every day. And I came across this I don't know, a month or two ago or something, that demons can be created with graphene, you know? I'm not sure what that means exactly, but graphene was one of the ingredients, toxic ingredients that were putting into the COVID poison shots. I can say that on here. I'm not worried about it yet. And I tell people every week, there is no logic to vaccines, and anybody wants to debate the point, I'll quickly ask you the key questions, and you'll find out how little you know about the human body. Vaccines don't make any sense whatsoever, except to make money for pharmaceutical companies and destroy your health further so they can sell you more crap. And then there's NATO's cognitive warfare, you know? Pieces of nanotechnology, self-replicating, some of them, are being injected into people's bodies, or they're entering in maybe through the food, you know? So we have to be so careful about today, and we have to be concerned about detoxifying ourselves, because the establishment is hell-bent on killing us one way or the other. The mad scientists are behind all of this, like Gates, you know? You got to wonder, how is he allowed to continue with his evil behavior? It shows that all the people in control are pretty well controlled by evil, you know? And whatever happened to Dr. Fauci, you know, he got away with murder, really, literally. Hey, we don't hear about him anymore, but he got away with it. Neither is Gates. Neither is Soros and all those other evil people. And the list goes on, you know. And they're trying to vaccinate us. You know, vaccination, that's an evil word. That means injecting poisons into your bloodstream. That's what it really means, you know? And there's no logic to that, really, none whatsoever. Your immune system can do its own preparing itself for something without you injecting something into it. Anyhow, they're trying to vaccinate it through the chemtrails now. Self-replicating nanobots are coming down to Earth, you know? Nano, real small, so they can get in your body and make it pass the brain barrier and really make you dumber and kill you all at the same time. And the other kind, they grow in your arteries, and you end up with a heart attack. And this stuff has been going on for quite a while now. Yet, I still see the chemtrails up in the sky, you know. And you got to wonder, like, has Trump been compromised? No, they're writing all these executive orders. That should have been one of the first ones. Stop the chemtrail poisoning in the air. There is no logic to it. I mean, you know, once you investigate it, yeah, the military likes it because it helps them with the waiting for an attack or something like that. That's why they want these particles in the air. And then there's the fake cool down the earth thing, which is just illogical. All you have to do is start questioning and you'll see there is no logic to it. But these mad scientists are getting behind all this stuff. And who's behind the mad scientists? The negative EGs. So most of them have been removed, you know. These evil plans have been put into progress. Hey, you know, there's all these kind of things that are going on simultaneously. So you got to watch, you know, what you eat, what you breathe, you know. Try to find some airspace where the chemtrails are not being laid. It's pretty hard in major areas of the world. Around New York City, they're right through all the time. New York, New Jersey, you name it. And there are people post it again on Twitter. People post pictures of them in their towns all around the country and around the world, too. So anyhow, it was a call-in radio show, but hey, tell your friends to tune in next week. And on a Saturday night, 9 p.m. to 10, New York City, 8 p.m. to 8:55 p.m. Central Time. A lot, a lot, a lot, a lot. So you can figure out your own time zone. And you and a couple of your friends ought to get together and listen to this show. And then maybe you can challenge each other to have the guts to call up and say something, you know? It's important to participate. So go to BBS Radio. You know, I need a little support here. I'm out here working every day. I don't get paid for it. The only money I can make by doing the show is to have some listeners subscribe to my show. And you can do that by going to BBS Radio. Click on Saturday. The name of the show is Connect the Dots, 8 p.m. Central Time. All shows are listed in Central Time now on BBS. And or Central Daylight Time. And when you get to Connect the Dots at 8 p.m. Station 1, click on the name of the show or click on my name, Val Mendelson, and scroll down and see to you where you say you can donate to my show. So do it. Yeah? Worker deserves his wages, and I'm out here working every week. The amount of knowledge I give you in one show, like, geez, you'd have to go through several months of college to get that. And you won't even get to get it because certain things they'll never even tell you about. But, you know, thanks for listening. And I do my best to educate the public. Get yourself a copy of Connect the Dots Theory. That's how you can help support my show, too. Download it, I don't know, $5, $7. It's, you know, not that expensive. You waste that on a cup of coffee. But the coffee isn't going to give you any knowledge.
About 1 minute.
So, time to end the show. I'm going to do the countdown. And, hey, you know, give me a fair shake here. Subscribe to my show. Because that's the only way I can make any money off it. Or, you know, download a copy of the book, Connect the Dots, by me, author Tom Anderson. Okay, Mr. Engineer. I'm going to give you a countdown, and then listeners get to hear the guitar solo of my song, Are You the Boy of the Kind? Or I am followed by my anthem. I got to be somebody. If you're in some tune, listen to the words. Here we go. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0.
Statistic. I don't wanna be just a nobody. Gotta be somebody or I won't be satisfied. Gotta be somebody, feel alive. I don't wanna be no John Doe. I don't wanna grow just to be old. Gotta be somebody or I won't be satisfied. Gotta be somebody, feel alive. Wanna know I was here and took my stand without fear. Clear to the world my ideas, and all those people that had walked on by now stopped and looked, cause I caught their eye. I don't wanna be nobody's slave. I don't wanna join in my grave. Gotta be somebody or I won't be satisfied. Gotta be somebody. Without being clear.